Mia Nardone, graduate of Sterling High School's class of 2014, has come back to give her honest opinions on high school and where she has been since attending her first year of college. This alumni interview will be brought to you by Brian White and me, Caitlin Huskin. Thank you for tuning in to Sterling High School Radio, and thank you, Mia, for joining us. Our first question today is, what was the most memorable aspect of your 4 years here at Sterling?
I would have to say that the most memorable moment I had at Sterling would definitely be being elected as homecoming queen. That was such an honor, and I couldn't be more happy. Everyone was so sweet to me that week and treated me so well, and I couldn't be more happier for that.
Who was your most influential teacher at Sterling, and why?
Miss Camerata was definitely one of the most influential teachers that I met at Sterling. I had her for 4 years of Italian, and I asked her all these questions about college, and she assisted me as well as she could, and she even presented me with a silver award at the end of the year for my efforts of trying hard all 4 years. So definitely her.
Do you believe high school efficiently prepared you for the jump into college?
High school and college are definitely two completely different things, but I would have to say that I did get some insight on what college would be like, and I was prepared a little bit, but high school can't fully prepare you for the college life. You just have to learn and experience it yourself.
How did the things you did at Sterling help prepare you for your future in both college and for after?
Sterling provided me with the knowledge and the education to continue on into college and then beyond college by learning how to work with others well and participate in events and learn to speak my mind, and I can accomplish anything.
What has been your biggest accomplishment since leaving Sterling High School?
Since leaving high school, I would definitely have to say that my biggest accomplishments were finally making adult decisions and doing the responsible thing and finally getting a job after 19 years.
What do you plan to do in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I plan on receiving my associate's degree from Camden County College and then continuing on to another 4-year university where I can participate in the Disney internship, and hopefully soon after that, I can be a public relations representative for Disney World as well.
Have you encountered any setbacks, and how do you still stay motivated?
I have definitely encountered some setbacks. Transferring schools is very difficult once you're in a 4-year university going back to a community college, but I know that in the end, I'll appreciate my decision because I'll be saving so much more money and I'll be happier in the long run.
If you could offer one piece of advice to every future Sterling graduate, what would it be and why?
This is a really good question. If I could give a senior any word of advice, I would definitely have to say to not slack off during their senior year, because your grades do matter and colleges do still look at them. And I would also say to follow their dreams.
We'd like to thank Mia Nardone once again for giving us her time and her words of wisdom, and for everyone who was listening. This interview has been brought to you by Brian White and Caitlin Huskin, your friends here at Sterling High School Radio.